Listening practice 2. You are Patrick Cheung, a secondary 5 student. As part of your elective module, you have to do a group project about social issues. You have found a podcast that you think will provide you with useful information. Now you are going to play the podcast to a member of your group. Listen and complete the note sheet below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hi, Sam. How's the project going?
Oh, okay. How about you?
Well, I have found this really good podcast on social issues.
Great.
It's really good. It's about the social issues in Hong Kong.
Can we listen to it now? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I've listened to it once. I haven't taken any notes on it yet, so we could jot down the main points as we listen.
Yeah, okay.
Right, hold on, just a second. Right, here we go.
Welcome to my podcast. I'm Betty Wong. Today I'm going to talk to my friend Jason Lee about various social issues in Hong Kong. Jason is a lecturer at the University of Hong Kong. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Betty.
Jason, I have a question for you. I've heard the term social issue quite often, but what exactly is a social issue? How do you define it?
Well, according to some experts, a social issue is an issue that directly or indirectly affects many or all members of a society.
Sorry for stopping the podcast. I missed the definition. Did you get it, Sam?
Yeah, it said a social issue is an issue that directly or indirectly affects many or all members of a society.
Okay, got it. Right, I'll start again. Hold on.
Can you give me some examples?
Sure. Take air pollution as an example. Air pollution is a social issue because it directly affects everyone in Hong Kong.
Right.
Pollution affects everyone's health.
Yes, so pollution directly affects the health of everyone in Hong Kong.
Yes, and it affects tourism. Tourists won't come to Hong Kong if our air quality is bad. If tourists do not come to Hong Kong, many companies will lose business. The livelihoods of many people are indirectly affected as a result.
So pollution also affects tourism and business indirectly.
That's right. Domestic violence is another social issue, but only some members of society in Hong Kong are affected by it.
What are the social issues that concern us most?
Well, the social issues that concern us most, in my opinion, are crime, unemployment, and pollution. These issues have direct impacts on everyone's lives.
Why should we care about the social issues in Hong Kong? I mean, it seems to me that those issues are difficult to solve. Shouldn't the government be responsible for finding solutions to all the issues?
The government is, of course, responsible for finding solutions to the social issues in Hong Kong. However, as members of society, it is our civic responsibility to understand the issues that affect our society.
That's true. And how can we show others that we care? I mean, should I take to the streets to raise awareness?
No, it's not necessary to resort to such an extreme method to voice your opinion. You can raise questions about an issue or express your opinions on the issue through mass media, such as newspapers, social networking sites, online discussion forums, or talk shows.
I agree.
If we care enough, we may be able to bring about some changes.
That's true. Thank you, Jason, for sharing your ideas with us. Well, that's all the time I have for today's podcast. Thank you for listening, and bye.
Okay, I'll stop it here. So, what do you think of the podcast, Sam? Do you think it is useful?
Definitely. I mean, we can certainly use the notes we have taken down for our project. Some of the information is quite useful.
I think the first part of the podcast is all right, but the part about the social issues that concern us most... I'm not sure if Jason is right. I mean, our unemployment rate and crime rate are both quite low.
That is the end of listening practice 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.